And Vivian Trainer has the news.
The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Washington this morning for a key meeting with the US President Donald Trump. The two leaders are expected to sign a deal to share Ukraine's mineral resources, despite ongoing disagreement on the terms. From Washington, here's our global security reporter Yvonne Murray.
The last time the Ukrainian leader came to Washington, he received a warm welcome from then-President Joe Biden, as well as a pledge for billions of dollars in military aid. But it's a different story with President Donald Trump, who recently accused President Zelensky of being a dictator and blamed him for starting the war. Yesterday, Mr. Trump appeared to soften his rhetoric, saying he had a lot of respect for the Ukrainian president and that Ukraine had fought very bravely. The two men are due to sign a deal which would give the United States access to Ukraine's critical mineral resources. In exchange, Mr. Zelensky wants security guarantees. But despite pressure from the visiting French and UK leaders this week, it doesn't appear Mr. Trump is prepared to offer any. Yvonne Moriarty, News, Washington.
The US President Donald Trump has formally invited the Taoiseach to the White House to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. There had been speculation that the invitation would not be sent, while the opposition had called for Micheál Martin not to attend. Sheila Nocton reports.
There were question marks over whether or not the annual meeting between the Taoiseach and the US President would take place this year. However, RTE News has learned that Taoiseach Micheál Martin has received and accepted an invite from US President Donald Trump to visit the White House to mark St. Patrick's Day. The invitation is for March 12th, the week before St. Patrick's Day. In his letter, President Trump congratulated the Taoiseach on his recent appointment, highlighting the special bond between the Irish and American people. A spokesperson for the Taoiseach said Mr. Martin is delighted to accept and is looking forward to meeting the president. They say that the Irish Embassy in Washington will now engage with the White House team on the details of the visit.
A man has died following a serious assault in County Tyrone. The Police Service of Northern Ireland confirmed the man's death after being called to the Lisnahull area of Dungannon just after 8 o'clock last night. The police statement said a man was found with serious injuries at a flat near Kurrani Park. He later died from his injuries. The area remains sealed off as police inquiries continue. The Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, has confirmed that a number of people have been deported to Georgia overnight. It's the first deportation operation under a contract signed by the state late last year for the provision of charter flights for deportations. Minister O'Callaghan said a chartered flight left Dublin for Tbilisi last night with 32 people on board who had previously received deportation orders. Georgia was declared a safe country of origin in 2018, but Georgians have remained among the top five nationalities seeking international protection here. In the United States, police investigating the deaths of the Oscar-winning actor Gene Hackman and his wife say they are continuing to investigate. The couple's bodies were discovered at their home in New Mexico on Wednesday. Authorities reported no signs of injury but have deemed the deaths as suspicious enough to investigate. No cause of death has been given. Responding to a question about possible foul play, the sheriff of Santa Fe County, Aiden Mendoza, said they were not ruling it out.
What I did state was there was no obvious sign or indication of, you know, a foul play. There was no immediate sign of foul play. I haven't ruled that out yet. This is an investigation, so we're keeping everything on the table. You know, I think the autopsy is going to tell us a lot and any evidence that we collect, but I haven't ruled any of that out yet.
An extensive search at a property and its adjoining garden in Drogheda in County Louth will resume today as part of the investigation into the disappearance and murder of Kyron Dernan. The missing schoolboy was last seen in 2022 when he was 6 years old. Gardaí are working on the assumption that he may have died more than 2 years ago. A 44-year-old County Kerry businessman is expected in court today in connection with the largest haul of crystal meth in the history of the state. Nathan McDonnell is due to be sentenced for importing the drug and for facilitating an organised crime gang. The Special Criminal Court heard he ran the Ballyseedy Garden Centre in Tralee in County Kerry and allowed his premises to be used to store more than €32 million of crystal meth. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Discover next generation comfort for your home with the new Grant Airona R290 heat pump. Think heating, think Grant.
A cold start today with frost, ice, mist and any fog clearing through the morning. It will be a largely dry day with isolated showers and plenty of sunshine that'll turn hazy through the afternoon as cloud increases from the west. Highest temperatures 7 to 11 degrees.